All right, guys, today we want to practice the V sound, the consonant V sound in English. This has been a difficult sound, especially in certain countries or languages where the V sound isn't used, particularly places like India or in Hindi, where the V sound is sometimes a W sound, which is a mistake that we want to avoid. So we're going to practice today, starting off with the pairs on our listening exercises. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'm going to say the V sound, and then you can repeat it after me, and then I will say the W sound, and you can repeat that as well, and try to see if you can distinguish a difference in your pronunciation. Okay, let's begin with the listening exercise. Number one, vet. Vet. And the W sound, wet. Wet. Number two, vine, vine. And now the W sound, wine, wine. Number three, vent, vent. And now the W sound, went, went. Number four, van, van. Now the W sound, wan. Number five, vile, vile. And now the W sound, while, while. If you look at the instructions above, you should notice that when we make the V sound, it is a voiced sound where the vibration begins in our throat and our lower lip should be touching our upper teeth. In contrast to this, the W sound is very different. Our lower lip or our upper lip, neither one of them should be touching our teeth, but should be pursed or puckered out, making a O in the shape. And that's where the big difference in the sound comes from. Vet or wet. Vine or wine. Vent or went, van or wan, vile or while. Now, we have words that begin with a V sound, words that have the V sound in the middle, and words that have the V sound at the end. So let's practice saying words with each of these situations. So let's begin with our beginning V sounds. So I will say the word and then you can repeat it after me. Remember, these exercises work really well if you have a mirror or a friend to practice with. Let's begin with number one. Volume. Volume. Number two, valet. Valet. Number three, venom. Venom. Number four, veterinarian. Veterinarian. Number five, variable, variable. Number six, vulnerable, vulnerable. Number seven, vertebrae, vertebrae. Number eight, version, version. Number nine, verbal, verbal. Number 10, vacation, vacation. Number 11, vacuum, vacuum. Number 12, voting, voting. Number 13, vacated, vacated. Number 14, villain, villain. And number 15, vocation, vocation. That's a nice list of words, and if you don't know any of their meanings, please take a moment to look them up in the dictionary and try using them in a few sentences of your own. Let's move on to middle V sounds, starting with number one. wavering. Wavering. Number two, gravel. Gravel. Number three, carving. Carving. Number four, nervous. Nervous. Number five, coverage. Coverage. Number six, starving. Starving. Number seven, covet. Covet. Number eight, movement. Movement. Number nine, reverse. Reverse. Number 10, server. Server. Number 11, craving. Craving. Number 12, oval. Oval. Number 13, motivation. Motivation. Number 14, invitation. Invitation. Number 15, governor. Governor. And now we move on to words that end with a V sound, the final V sounds. Let's begin there. Number one, move. Move. Receive. Receive. Number three, believe. Believe. Number four, give. Give. Number five, thrive. Thrive. Number six, indecisive. Indecisive. Number seven, perceive. Perceive. Number eight, cursive. Cursive. Number nine, shave. Shave. Number 10, save. Save. Number 11, festive. Festive. Number 12, creative. Creative. Number 13, shove. Shove. Number 14, narrative. Narrative. And number 15, prove. Prove. We're now going to move on to practice sentences using these words. These also can be very helpful. Sometimes it's better to say a word in the context of a sentence instead of by itself. So let's begin with initial V sounds, 1 through 12. 1. Who will you vote for in the next election? 2. The volume on the TV is turned up too loud. Number 3. In history, we learned about the Vikings' exploration. Notice the pronunciation, Vikings. Number 4. One of the three forms of water is vapor. Number 5. I put the roses my husband gave me in a vase. Notice the pronunciation, vase. Number 6. The vice president of our class is my best friend. Number 7. The viper at the zoo was 20 feet long. Number 8. My friend will vouch for me that I'm telling the truth. Number 9. Valentine's Day is a popular holiday in America in February. Number 10. The deadly venom from the snake bite paralyzed the rat. Number 11. Vowels are hard to pronounce. They vary a lot. And number 12. Venture English is a very good institute for spoken English. Let's go on to the medial sounds. Number 1. Do me a favor and stop singing. Number 2. She was wavering between decisions. Number 3. Burping is one of my little brother's favorite pastimes. Number 4. The shelf needs to be level with the picture. Number 5. In Alaska, they have to shovel snow every day. Number 6. My sandals are full of gravel. Number 7. I just got over a case of the flu. Number 8. My fever made me have strange dreams. Number 9. Do you think that the government is corrupt? Number 10. Speaking in front of people makes me so nervous. Number 11. We are leaving on the night train to Timbuktu. And number 12. The flavor of Flavors Coffee is the best in town. Let's do the final V sound. Starting with number 1. The queen bee lives longer than any other bees in the hive. Don't move a muscle. Will you have an arranged or a love marriage? We explored inside the cave and found some bats. Don't dive in the pool, it's too shallow. Can you groove to the music? Number 7. Jewelry here is all the rave. Number 8. I hope to receive a new sari for my birthday. Number 9. Rickshaw drivers will try to deceive you. Number 10. If an auto driver says his meter is broken, don't believe him. Number 11. We don't have any class time in the afternoon. And number 12. How often do you shave your beard? And finally, we'll read this mixed V sound paragraph to give you a little more practice. Here we go. I love to go to the movies. Last weekend, we saw a very invigorating movie. It was about Venice, Italy. The scenes in the movie were very vibrant. A family of 5 went on a vacation to Venice. They ate Italian food, saw many sights, and had a very festive time. They liked the city so much that they moved there. Well, this is Ryan with Venture English. You can find us online at www.varanasienglish.com. We hope you enjoyed the lesson. See you next time.